Hello and welcome back to Amazing Mondays with Maddie. Today we have a very special guest star who just happens to be an old friend of mine, an upcoming writer, Layla Ault. Welcome back to our station, Layla.
Hello, Madison. Thank you for inviting me onto your station. It means a lot and great to see you again. Today you are giving me the opportunity to talk to both you and your audience directly about my new findings described in my newest book called The Importance of Family.
Now, Layla, your book has been flying off the shelves of every store around the United States, and it is now making its way to the United Kingdom. As a new writer, how is this making you feel?
Well, Madison, as a new writer, this is giving me a peace of mind to what exactly my audience wants to read, as well as giving me a sense of relief that I've finally met all of their standards.
Well, by the way your book is climbing its way up the most recommended book list, it seems as if you went beyond just their expectations. Why do you believe so many people are wanting to read your new release?
Well, you see, my book contains a wide variety of information relating to both family types and family structures, as well as showing their overall influence as a whole. This is the very reason why so many of my books are being sold to so many people. All these people are hoping my book gives them a way to not only be the best home for their child, but to better help themselves, along with giving them a peace of mind on how to be the best role models for the little ones looking up to them on a daily basis.
Sounds like a great informational book, which is leading me to my next question, Layla. Who is your primary audience you are hoping to inform through your book?
Well, through the course of my book, I am aiming to inform parents, guardians, and parents that are expecting to better give them an understanding of their long-lasting influences on the adolescent minds that are slowly but surely following in their footsteps.
Well, by the sound of things, you already had all of your steps on creating, publishing, and releasing your book before any of it even happened. For the listeners of my show, could you give us a better understanding to what exactly your book has to offer?
Well, Madison, my book has a lot of information to share to anyone looking to start a family or simply already has one of their own. I explain in great depth, while still being easy to comprehend and absorb, the true importance of how children are raised and their long-lasting impact to their lives. I give short examples of the results of different home life scenarios that some children have already lived through. And now, being adults, they talk to me directly about their experiences and how it's shifted them into the person they are today. My biggest goal when I was writing this book was just being able to show my readers that every family type has some type of impact on their youth, whether they know it or they don't.
Sounds like a great concept to be sharing with your readers. In your book, you talk about different family structures and types. Do you think they play into the child's behavior in their future?
Yes. Like I said before, in my book, I express this topic in heavier detail. But for time's sake, I will quickly but efficiently summarize my thoughts. There are so many types of family structures in today's day and age, it makes it difficult to just label the family types, like we could in the past. For instance, I describe blended families, co-custody families, broken home families, single-parent families, adoptive families, foster families, conditionally separated families, extended families, transitional families, and migrant families in my book. That isn't even a portion of the family types in the United States alone. And if I were to name every family type, we would be here for days. But back to my point. Each family will have some type of impact on their children in a different way. There are similarities in most of the family types. However, each of the little things that makes a child who they are is what makes our world so diverse. Most people don't understand how easily the adolescent mind can be influenced by those they are around. Whether good or bad, the child will perceive what the people around them are doing is how they should act or behave.
You just mentioned how the adolescent mind can be influenced by those they are around. Do you believe this is still relevant with teenagers as well?
This is extremely relevant with teenagers. As you probably can recall, when you were a teenager, you were easily influenced by those you were around. You were also influenced by what they were doing. Most teens, sadly, are falling under the influence of drugs and alcohol. As I can recall, back when I was in high school, I knew several friends that were doing things they weren't supposed to be doing and somehow were managing to get away with all of it. A big thing in high school also is just being able to, you know, fit in, leading you to make choices that weren't necessarily the best choices you could have made, but you wanted to be a part of the cool kid group, right?
Yeah.
So, Layla, as you were talking about how our families influence us, how do you believe that you were influenced? And did this help spark anything when you were writing your book?
Well, Madison, when I was writing my book, I took a lot of consideration into the things that I've gone through in my life, such as, like, being a part of a family with a mom and dad, two sisters, and how that influenced me in comparison to when my parents got a divorce. How being split apart, fighting for custody, all that, how that influenced us as well. I mean, like, for everyone, everyone's impacted differently by these things. But to me, it hit me pretty hard because of everything that happened between my parents and how they just acted about the divorce. And some parents can be civil about divorce, and that makes it easier on the children. But when parents go through, like, an uncivilized divorce, that can hit the children really hard. And sometimes children feel like it's their fault and try and change things that they really have no power over changing. And when I was writing my book, I guess I kind of have more knowledge in the department of divorce. So that's why I wrote a bigger section about divorce in my book, if that makes sense. But I'm not totally, like, I don't know everything about it. I just know what happened to me. So I could kind of put my opinion in my book and just tell people how my parents got divorced. It hit me pretty hard because who wouldn't be hit pretty hard when they go from having two parents to just living with one and going to see the other one every other weekend? But a big thing with my parents, though, is too, with divorce, is not spending enough time with one another. And, yeah, I miss the whole family atmosphere that we had before. But, you know, if it's better for them, like, the children just have to realize that. And it's going to affect everyone differently, but everyone's going to be affected. Like, that's no doubt. So, yeah, that's just my peace of mind. And with everything that happened in my family that made me the person I am today, there was a lot of, like, hardships between me and my dad growing up, and that kind of made me into the strong, prominent person I am today. I'm not really immune to giving to people's belittling because I was constantly belittled through my life, so I know how to deal with it, and I know just to ignore it, because usually if they're doing it, they're insecure about themselves. And I've also learned other ways to react towards my friends and all of my siblings and how to treat other people with common decency or just being able to be there for them if they need a shoulder to cry on. So, yeah, for sure, my family has made me the person I am today. And for that, I'm forever grateful.
Now, Layla, do you believe it is a good thing that in today's day and age, we have the diverse family structures that we do?
Yes, Madison, you see, with the help of different family structures within just the United States, they alter people's lives in different ways. This is a very reason why so many people in today's day and age are as different as they are from one another, which is just extraordinary. With saying that no two people in the world are alike, it just makes us even more appreciative to the importance of our families.
Thanks for tuning in to Amazing Mondays with Maddie. Make sure to tune in to next week's episode where we feature a new songwriter and upcoming rap artist. This podcast was made possible by the Family Research Council, who are working on advancing faith, family, and freedom throughout the United States. Thank you. Sounds great, Layla. Thanks for taking the time to stop by and talk to us for a few minutes. Sadly, it's time to start wrapping up this short podcast. But before we go, let's mention one of our fellow sponsors of today's podcast.